Here's a thought. If cable was the new broadcast, then streaming may be the new cable. The House of Cards effect on Netflix may be to erase the word network from network programming. Streaming content sources include Hulu and YouTube, of course, but there will be new competition, Amazon and Microsoft's Xbox. The platform for streamed content is actually not much more complicated than a standard website. Options are changing the way people get content. Many of you say loyalty to specific programs keeps you paying your cable bill these days. RuPaul's Drag Race, HBO and Showtime programming, some examples from you folks. John Tony is tied to cable because of Mad Men and Walking Dead on AMC, which is the place Barbara Gordon finds Breaking Bad. Gordon says she would give up basic cable for some other easy way to get AMC, though. A 10-year-old Detroit Tigers fan is preventing Helen Carrigan from canceling her cable subscription, and it's Michigan State basketball for listener Patrick Richard. Go Trojans. Shelly Sharp is cable-free for 2 years and love it. The only time we feel a sting is with the ESPN and only broadcast of college bowl games. Everything is available online or on Netflix. So there are some changes out there, and there are some loyalties being challenged by new digital platforms. Brian Stelter, media reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Welcome.
Good morning.
Do you think House of Cards has changed the game at all, or are they just the first toe in the water on something that everyone's going to be involved in 5 years?
They are changing the game. I think House of Cards is helping consumers as well as the industry, the media industry, realize that Netflix and things like Netflix are new networks. It's amazing because Netflix announced House of Cards 2 whole years ago. And at the time, I don't think I or anybody else really realized how significant that announcement was. But now that we can see House of Cards on Netflix and we realize they're just like HBO. They're just like AMC. They're producing real shows.
Although, are they a subscription model, Netflix?
They are. And all of the companies that are doing the most interesting stuff right now, making TV on the web, are subscription-based. Amazon is the other one right now, making TV pilots. They're going to come online this spring. And at that point, we'll realize that Amazon is also a new network. And Microsoft is also producing content for the Xbox. And of course, Xbox has subscriptions. So far, what we're seeing is kind of like HBO and Showtime. If you were willing to subscribe $5 or $10 a month to these online services, you're getting great programming.
Can we talk about the M word for a moment? How you monetize this sort of thing? I guess on the subscription side, there will be pressure to increase fees, to insert product placements inside shows, and maybe to mess with the clock in the shows to insert ad-like kinds of things. Meanwhile, advertising migrates to live programming like sports and award shows.
There are some funny moments of product placement in House of Cards, and I think we will see that in other shows as well. But because they have the subscription revenue and Netflix, it can be relatively confident that if it makes 5 shows the way it is this year, it can at least keep bringing in a certain amount of revenue. These shows in some ways are great advertisements to subscribe to Netflix or to subscribe to Amazon or to pay for Xbox via Microsoft. What will be more interesting, I think, is whether we can see YouTube or other non-subscriber websites actually make really, really high quality TV the way Netflix is. That kind of remains to be seen. But I think in the future, we will see Twitter, AOL, YouTube, other sites like that get into the original programming game. But you're right, it'll have to rely more on advertising than it does now.
And the internet will be the final syndicator of all shows that ever aired in reruns on infinitum. Brian Stelter, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Brian Stelter's media reporter for our partner, the New York Times.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.